Welcome back to the podcast, everyone. This is For the Right Reasons, a Bachelorette podcast. I'm Rachel.
Okay.
And this is week 3 of Hannah Brown's season of The Bachelorette. So this week she has 2 group dates and 1 kind of different, strange one-on-one date, we'll say. Mm-hmm. Something I don't remember seeing happen before, at least. Maybe it has, though. So, let's dive right in, right? Yeah. Oh, so I was, like, looking up some stuff online, and I found out that Hannah B. was in my sorority.
Oh.
I mean, different college and obviously very different years, but I was like, oh, Alpha Chi Omega, I was in that sorority. So nice. There you go. And she's not the first bachelorette to be in my sorority either. There was another one that was in my sorority as well. Trista?
The first one.
Yeah, the first one.
Yeah, you're technically sisters
still. Yeah, we're like sisters for life. All right.
Do you have a hand signal that you can see each other?
Yeah. The first group date was kind of interesting, actually, and funny. So on the first date, we had Jonathan, Mateo, JPJ, a.k.a. Mm-hmm. John Paul Jones, Kevin, Jed, Tyler C., Mike, and Cam. Mm-hmm. Let's see. And they had a baby class.
Yep.
And
it wasn't just baby, like, birthing, like the kind of like breathe through it.
Right.
They started off with like an anatomy class, which I found hysterical.
Yeah, they had to do like a quiz.
Yeah, a quiz. Like what part of a woman's body grows during pregnancy?
Mm-hmm.
And I thought it was uterus too.
Me too. I think it was the way the question was worded.
Okay.
Because the answer is placenta, but I think they were saying, like, what is a new organ that grows? But, like, the way she said it, I don't know. I thought uterus, too.
Yeah.
Yeah, but some of them were, like, way, way wrong.
Yeah.
Way wrong. Like, they did not attend that week of classes in high school.
Yep.
And then they had to go through a labor simulator. Mm-hmm. Which was kind of funny. I think the first couple of guys, they like didn't really know what to expect or think was going to happen. And it almost, I wonder, I kind of like watching the guys' faces. I was wondering if like they thought that the first couple of guys were like faking like how much it hurt. Uh-huh. They're like, oh, there's no way that, you know, it hurts that bad or whatever.
Bad. Yeah.
So that was pretty funny.
Absolutely. Like, I think universally all of them were like, yo, that was, you didn't tell me it was that bad.
Right, right.
Yeah, so they attach, like, electrodes to their stomach mm-hmm. and basically simulate contractions?
Yes.
Like, muscle? Yeah.
Yeah, contractions.
But it was hysterical.
Yeah. And then there was the one guy who was, like, laying back with, like, he was, like, lounging, and Hannah was like, uh-huh. I think he thinks we're at a photo shoot or something.
Yeah. That was Tyler C.
Tyler C, yeah. That was pretty funny.
Oh, yeah.
So let's see. Then afterwards, they had their cocktail party. And mm-hmm. I liked her toast where she said, like, here's a toast for a pain-free or a less painful cocktail party or whatever. Of course, you know, Cam was there, so it was still pretty painful.
Painful in a different way.
Almost as painful as labor, watching him, like, stumble through life.
Yeah.
Always being Cam.
Yeah.
And he talks about himself in the first person, which is, like, almost equally as annoying as his little slogan. Mm-hmm. Anyways, they get to, you know, the cocktail party, and Jed takes her first at the party, which is, like, was cute. Like, I think he's, like, really up there as, like, one of the front runners for sure.
Mm-hmm.
So what do you think about the cocktail party?
There were chicken nuggets.
Yes! What is the deal with the chicken nuggets? That, like, there was chicken nuggets at the cocktail party, and then, like, they were, like, throwing them off the roof and making a wish or something?
Yeah.
And then later in the cocktail party, I actually wrote that down. Like,
Yeah, so does.
someone was like, oh, Cam was like glaring at all the guys. He was like giving like staring daggers at everyone because he was so mad. And then they show like John Paul Jones just like
Jones
sitting
just
there eating chicken nuggets.
nuggets.
Like, what is up? So I don't know if like McDonald's is like sponsoring the season or because of the chicken nugget incidents from like the last week's episode that they all like are just, that's like their thing now. They're like, oh, we have to have chicken nuggets.
I want it to be every episode,
Yeah.
though. I'm
It
loving
has to
this.
like be snuck in there somehow.
Yeah. Other than that, I so Mike the whole date was really cute.
Yeah.
And I just was kind of loving his vibe.
Yeah. He does have a
And
good vibe.
he's yeah, like he just sort of seems like real cool, real funny, laid back. Just a cool guy, like I, you know.
Yeah, I felt really bad for him because he was like opening up to her, giving like a real personal story about
Really
his, you
personal.
know, his ex-girlfriend having a miscarriage and everything, and Cam keeps interrupting and like he's just so clueless and so like they're like, okay, we'll talk to you in a minute, give us a minute, and he's like waiting at the door, which made me think he can clearly hear their conversation. So, like, wouldn't you hear that and think, oh boy, I better not interrupt this very personal conversation? But no, that's not Cam for you.
No.
So he keeps interrupting. He interrupts them like 3 or 4 times. He's just, it's really obnoxious.
Well, and that almost becomes the theme of the show
Yeah.
because later that happens with another suitor. And I think it was one of those rare moments where you see the lead getting annoyed
Yeah.
because I think I made the comment about how in the first episode there wasn't all of that, like, oh, excuse me, can I steal you away? Excuse me, can I steal you away?
Right.
Because with the women, I think that gets catty.
Yeah.
It definitely did with the men in a way too.
For sure.
But usually the lead, either the bachelor or the bachelorette's just sort of like, okay, this is I'm just gonna go over here now and
Yeah.
whatever.
Yeah.
But in this, you really saw Hannah, like, back off, Cam.
Yeah, she's not gonna take shit, basically. I mean, she's, you know, she's gonna be fair and she's gonna say it like it is and all that. Yeah, she definitely told him like, "Wait your turn," you know, calm the F down. And then it was kind of funny later because when it was Cam's turn to talk to her, then Jonathan interrupts, and it was almost like, you know, he planned it like just for the purpose of because Cam had been interrupting the other guys. And Hannah kind of gives like a little smirk almost when Jonathan comes in and interrupts. She's just like, she thought it was funny too. She's like, you know, it's kind of karma, a little bit of karma there.
And it's Jonathan that interrupts. And Jonathan goes home at the end of this episode.
Right. Spoiler.
And I think,
Just
sorry,
kidding.
yeah.
If you're listening to this, we assume you've already watched the episode.
always, yeah. But it really seemed like he kind of was like, maybe I just have no chemistry with her or
So
something.
I'm just gonna do
So,
this, like, go for it.
yeah. I'm gonna like jump on this grenade
Right.
and I know that I'm already going home, basically.
Yeah.
'Cause I think sometimes, like, not in a bad way, I think some of the guys kind of just get that sense of like there's just no chemistry.
Yeah, and he was kind of like, okay, I fulfilled my purpose. I can go home now. They cut back to the house to show like the one-on-one date card arriving, and they show Luke. And I was like, oh my God, Luke! I almost forgot about Luke with all the Cam drama on the group date. So I actually wrote that down in my notes. I was like, I almost forgot about Luke. I mean, how could we, right? But yeah. So they cut back to the house to show that Connor is getting the one-on-one date. Yeah, so then we get back to the group date, and we notice that she seems to be really, really digging Tyler, Tyler C. Yeah.
So, yeah.
I just think there's something there. Like, she looks at him, like, really intensely, and, like, I don't know. I think they have this chemistry. I think he's gonna,
Yes.
he's not as outlandish as some of the other guys, and he's, so I think he's gonna, like, sneak up on us, but I don't know. I think there's something there between them.
Yes. I would agree.
Yeah.
But he is now, by the way, Tyler,
Yeah,
not
now he's
Tyler
just
C.
Tyler.
And they don't address where the other Tyler, who got the one-on-one date last week,
Right.
went.
Right. So Tyler G, she like randomly mentions like, oh, Tyler G had to leave. So I actually
Oh,
like,
I missed
I
that.
Googled it. Yeah, she brings it up. She says it. She says like, oh, this was a rough week since I had to go to the hospital, which we will talk about in a minute. And Tyler G had to leave, which was sad because we had a good date. And then she doesn't say anything else about it. So I actually did go like Google it. And so as it turns out, I guess some people that he went to high school with like came forward and said that he was like a really, really awful person. I don't know if you read all that, but people were they were saying that he like was dating this girl and they went to Europe and he like dumped her and spit on her in the middle of like the town
Oh.
square or whatever. So apparently like people that knew him like came forward and like called him out. I don't know. That is what I read
Okay.
online.
Okay.
And there was like a, apparently a whole Reddit thread about it, which I didn't read that, but yeah, so he was cut and they never really gave any information about it, and I guess they were just trying to like there was enough drama already with Cam and then Luke,
Yeah, like
later
just didn't have
Luke.
time.
They were just like, "Eh, this isn't that important because we're gonna kick him out and whatever." So yeah, so Tyler G was just like randomly let go by the producers, actually. It wasn't even like something she did.
Okay.
But yeah. So yeah, so
I did not know that. So,
yeah,
okay.
okay.
I just kind of noticed that they were calling him Tyler, and I was like, wait, there's two.
Yeah.
But no, okay.
No, Tyler G. Yep. The producers kicked him off the show. Okay, so then the group date rose goes to Mike. Basically, you know, she was appreciated him opening up to her and she really liked him and as she's giving this rose, Cam is like shooting daggers at Mike. Like if looks could
Yep.
kill, Mike would be dead from Cam. I mean, he's just a crazy SOB, I think. Really.
Like he oh, his look is just
Yeah,
yeah.
he does seem like a wacko. I hope he's not like that in real life.
I was gonna be like, you never know.
Right. Right, like, is it an act? And then he was all like, I quit my job to come here. If that's not sacrifice, then I don't know what sacrifice is. It's like,
Yeah.
she didn't ask you to do that. That was your choice.
You're, yeah.
That annoyed me so much when he said that to her. Like, he's trying to guilt her into
Yeah.
Making him, you know, stay or whatever. Anyways, this is becoming like the Bash on Cam show or something.
But that's also like very much what this episode was.
Yeah.
Focused a lot on Cam and his drama, and then eventually Luke and his drama, because really at this point, what else are they gonna do? Like, they can't focus too much on the Jeds and the Tylers that she is very clearly
Yeah,
into,
and Peter.
because, and Peter, because then when you have like the Devons and the Dustins and the Dillons who are still with the
Yeah,
show,
it's like who?
you're kind of, right,
Just kidding.
exactly, and you're kind of bored with like, oh, she's clearly not gonna pick this guy.
Right, right.
So yeah, you focus on the guy making a complete ass of himself on national television.
Exactly.
And I feel like Cam has some sense of self-awareness versus Luke P is just such a great ticking time bomb of zero self-awareness.
Yes, he's definitely has no self-awareness.
He thinks that he is sincere and everything else.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. So we should briefly mention the one-on-one date with Connor, right?
Mm-hmm.
So she has a date plan with Connor, and then she wakes up and she passes out or something.
Mm-hmm.
And they don't really ever explain it, except later some of the guys are talking and someone brings up high blood pressure. So maybe she's had like some kind of blood pressure issue.
Yeah, it very much seemed, and even the way she reacted, was kind of like, this is just a thing that happens. Like, this is, I would say, like, normal or something.
Mm, like, this has happened to her before.
Yeah.
I was wondering if she had, like, a panic attack or an anxiety attack or something like that.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Something like that, because, so she cancels the date with Connor. And then he still goes to see her, like, in her hotel room, and she's, like, in the bed and just sort of like, oh, I'm feeling better, you know.
Right.
He, like, brings her chicken noodle soup and stuff.
Right, right.
And had this, like, been a thing, they could have very easily, like, probably pushed it to the next day. And then
yeah.
We would have never known anything about this. And then just been like, well, Hannah's not feeling good today. We're going to do the same exact date tomorrow. No big deal.
Yeah, I don't understand why they didn't do that, actually.
So I got to imagine maybe it's going to come up, like, later in this show where she, like, has a heart-to-heart with one of the guys and was like, I don't know, is it a thing? Like, yeah, I've been dealing with, you know, high blood pressure all my life.
Or,
and
yeah.
I've been hospitalized for it.
Or whatever.
And yeah.
Like, yeah, I see what you mean. So you think she has, like, some kind of ongoing health issue that's going to be, they're going to bring it up later.
Yeah, or maybe, like, if she's, like, a diabetic or something.
Yeah,
maybe
okay.
She, you know, and they don't, they sort of want to normalize, like, sometimes this happens, and she just, it's a thing, and.
Yeah, that could it could totally be something like that. Yeah, they don't really explain it, and I was thinking, oh, I hope she doesn't have something contagious, because she kissed, like, five guys at the the
yeah.
cocktail party, and then she kisses Connor. I'm yeah. surprised he was, like, so easily, he, like, was there, and she's like, hey, and mm-hmm. she kisses him, and then she's like, oh,
yeah.
I'm not contagious, don't worry. So
yeah,
she does tell
not,
him.
Like, a flu thing.
Yeah. Yeah. And I thought it was interesting that we got to see her without makeup on. I mean,
she's still.
Yeah, and she still looks really good. I mean, she probably
yeah.
had a little bit of makeup on, but not, like, the stage kind of, like,
yeah.
makeup that they wear all the time for the show. So that was interesting. Yeah,
mm-hmm.
and she still looked great, and he was, like, enjoying it, too, like, that she didn't have makeup on. So
mm-hmm.
I thought that was pretty cool, because he, like, said something about it later, or he wrote a note to her, which was cute.
He wrote a note to her and, like, hid things around her hotel room.
Yeah, he hid, like, post-it notes.
And then they get together later that night for, like, one of those awkward, there's a celebrity singing on stage and we're going to dance and kiss and make out kind of
yeah,
thing.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. That was weird. Yeah, so he leaves a date with no rose and I'm thinking, like, he leaves her hotel room because she has to take a nap. And I'm thinking,
mm-hmm.
okay, there's no rose, but he gets to stay because it's, like, this weird circumstance, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then later, like, all the guys are eating pizza, and this limo driver comes, and he's like, I'm looking
mm-hmm.
for Connor, and, like, you better dress up, man, and then takes him back out, and that's when he gets that, you know, he gets the rose, and he gets the special dance celebrity, like you're saying, the celebrity singing.
The celebrity
awkward
singing.
Awkward dance thing.
And just the whole time, none of this made sense. Like,
well, I guess that the dance with the guy singing was probably part of the original date.
And they're like, maybe we can't cancel this,
yeah.
like, and reschedule.
And she's like, well, I'm feeling better enough to, like, talk to him for an hour or something. Or
maybe.
However long that took, I don't know.
Yeah.
So he does get a rose, and you have to wonder a little bit if he got the rose because of, like, the circumstances and she felt bad, or if she really does like him. I suspect she would have kept him anyways,
mm-hmm.
but it was just, like, a weird situation.
Yeah.
Yeah, and then between that date and the group date, we see her talking for a minute, and she does mention Tyler G leaving and everything. And then they start this second group date, and they never say anything else about it. Like, the date just starts. There's no date card. They don't say who's on the date or where they're going or anything. I just thought that
No,
was really
there's
weird.
no.
It was just like, here's the date. We're starting it, which they don't normally do that.
Yeah. So, also in between here is where we start to get these shades of Luke P taking a turn from, oh, he's this phony guy who just has all these lines, to, holy shit, Hannah, get out right now. Get out, get out, get out. Because this is where he starts saying stuff like, it's my job to take care of her. She wants me to be with her right now, and I need to be there for her and be the man. And it's like, no.
And she really calls him out on that later, though, because she no, he acts like he is already expecting that he's gonna be the one she picks. And he's got it in the bag, and she kind of brings him down a notch and tells him like that he's being cocky and he's being too aggressive, and he's really like, you know, the whole like stage five clinger. He's really acts like that a lot on the date, like following her around. It's very desperate how he acts. He's like, "Oh, let me follow you." Like they're doing a model shoot on the group date, and she's like, "Oh, it's time for me to change clothes." And he's like, "Oh, let me take you to the changing room." And she's like, "I can walk there by myself." Like, and he just sounds like really desperate. I mean, it was very awkward and weird.
So yeah, this is definitely like this very distinct pivot for him into, you were weird, now it's uncomfortable and it's gone too far.
Yeah, so we'll see how he, if he can turn it around, maybe. Because I have a feeling that he is going to stay on a little longer. Like, maybe not top four, but like top five or six, I would think. I don't know. I think maybe, because she told him, you know, you're acting this way and I need you to fix it, blah, blah, blah. And I think he maybe he'll like take that to heart and turn it around a little bit. But I
We can
also think
hope.
it's all an act anyways. So like she's gonna tell him how to change and he's gonna change to accommodate her request, but not really change. That's what I think. I don't know. We'll see. So also on the group date, like you mentioned before, we have Demi. And she's like spying on all the guys, and she hires these actresses to pretend to be like makeup artists and hit on the guys. And it's actually kind of good because they all are like, one of the guys was like, "Oh my gosh, are you flirting with me? I'm gonna go tell Hannah," and like gets up and leaves. And I was like, "Oh, that's cute." So I don't know. It was kind of weird, but also funny and different.
I liked that. And I mean, it would have made for better drama and better TV if she had actually hooked somebody and was like, "Oh yeah, give me your number for when we're,
If I get
I'd
kicked
be into."
off.
But it was a little endearing just to see that.
And Hannah says that she thinks Demi was disappointed that she couldn't catch any of the guys, which is kind of funny.
But I am adoring Debbie. Sorry, not Debbie.
Demi,
Demi.
Demi.
Because she was such an annoying villain in the last season. And then it's almost like she was just in the wrong context.
Yeah, I agree.
But like, you give her this and you're like, hey, she's great.
Right.
This is
She's
funny.
the friend you want in your corner.
Exactly.
So on the group date later at the party, Hannah grabs Luke first so she can kind of get give him a talking to. And she tells like the camera, like, you know, the little interview that she sees a lot of red flags with him. So, you know, that's why she wants to talk to him, tells him he's being too cocky. And he's not very pleased with this conversation. And you see him quickly like changing his tune where he's like sitting with the guys and he's like, as you know, well, if she's not gonna, you know, be this way and this way, then I might as well go home. And it's like he's as soon as it's not going his way, he's automatically like, well, maybe I'll just leave. It's like,
Yep.
I don't know.
After just last week, you were in love with her
Right.
or falling in love with her. And now this week specifically, he says like he's not in love with her and he doesn't, he's like unsure if he wants to stay.
Yeah, this is weird. It's a weird guy.
He's also like just, I think, confused by life at this point. Like there are just some shots of him where he's just like, she's kissing other guys.
Yeah. He's not, and I think one of the guys even says, like, he's not well equipped for this situation. Right?
Yes.
So that pretty much
Yeah.
sums it up. He's not well equipped for the situation. Like, he's surprised that she's kissing other guys and was like, well, maybe you shouldn't be lurking around the corner. He's like, they show him, like, lurking around the corner, like, trying to get in to talk to her. It's like, back off.
Yep.
Back off. One person who really stands out at the cocktail party from the group date was Peter, who she really seemed to like, and they were like really making out. And then he does get the group rose or whatever, group date rose. So yeah, so he was a standout too, I think, for
Yes,
that one.
so punchable Peter lives to
Yeah, I don't find him so punchable. He hasn't done or said anything thus far that's like had him live up to that nickname.
I still just don't like his face.
Yeah,
And
I
I
know.
do feel we say this at the very beginning, we're judging based on looks, and he does have a very pleasant
He
personality.
does.
It
I think
just
you've misjudged him, Kay.
I absolutely have. Like, I still just don't like his
Okay,
face.
well, fair enough.
Like, everything else is
Yeah.
fine. So yeah, there's this weird interaction where like Luke P is lurking while she's talking to Peter, and then they get into like an argument.
Yeah, basically Luke P is acting like a possessive boyfriend.
Yes.
Basically.
Yeah.
I mean,
Yeah.
there's no other way to say it.
Yeah.
Yeah, so after the group date, typically, then you have the rose ceremony with the cocktail party beforehand. But Chris comes in and tells the guys there's not going to be a cocktail party, and they're all like upset. And then he's like, "But there is going to be a tailgate party, which obviously is better than a cocktail party." And
Honestly, they're not that
it's
different
not that different.
either.
It's just during the day, probably because Hannah's like tired from her hospital visit. She probably didn't want to stay up until 4 in the morning doing a cocktail party. And so before the tailgate party, she says that she wishes like she could just have like a chill day. She doesn't want to hear any tragic stories or any drama, which is really funny because like 1 minute before that, we hear Cam telling us that he's going to tell her a dramatic story about his life, which we never get to really hear this story.
No,
He had like
we
surgery or something, but like we don't get to hear the story, and that was really
It what
frustrating to me.
we do. We heard this story about how he was gonna get his leg amputated and he's on the surgery table and then his dad calls him while he's in surgery and his aunt dies and then he had to give up his puppy and that was the story.
Yeah, but like, did he get his leg in? I was expecting him to like pull up one of his pant legs so he could see like his fake leg. Like,
Yeah,
did he ever
no.
get the leg amputated?
No.
Like, what happened?
No. No. So my point was, he told the story. It didn't make sense, but he
Didn't make
definitely
sense.
he told a story. It was a stupid story.
Well, I don't think we get to hear the whole story because they show him talking, but then they like cut to the other guys, and the other guys are like
Yeah, they
talking about how they all hate him, and then they show him again, but it's like, a couple minutes later.
Yeah.
Because he was saying like, oh, and then I had a second surgery and a third surgery, and it was like, well, but what happened with this leg? Like,
Yeah.
did you need to get like a tetanus shot, or like what's going on here?
Yeah.
I don't know. It was weird. I don't
Yeah.
understand it. So yeah, so that did not go over well for him though, because Mike then points out to her that Cam was expecting to be cut and wanted to tell her a tragic story so he could basically get a pity rose. Now, of course, those aren't the words that Cam used, but that was definitely like, I don't want to say implied, but like
The
that
mood.
was the mood, and he like told the guys that essentially. So
Yeah.
Mike calls him out on it and tells Hannah about it, and she's super pissed off.
Yeah. And I also have to say, like, if for Mike, this is one of the very, very, very few examples where tattletaling on another person works out in your favor.
Right. Exactly. Like, usually that does not work out on this show. But, and I
Nope.
actually thought about this when I was watching. I was like, well, he already has a rose, so
Yeah.
he can tattletale, and it won't affect him at this rose ceremony. And if he's
Yeah.
right, then she'll forget about it next week anyways.
Yep.
You know? So I think, you know, I don't think he went into that even thinking of it that way, but he already had a rose, so it didn't really matter.
Yeah.
I thought of it that way.
No, but
Yeah.
I didn't think. Yeah.
Yeah, so that was kind of it. At the rose ceremony, she cuts, of course, you know, of course Tyler's already gone, so we don't have to cut him. But she cuts Jonathan, no surprise there.
Nope.
Joey and Cam, and it's kind of like I expected like all the guys to start cheering or something when Cam left. I know I did, like, in my head a little bit. I was like, yes, thank God. We can't take another week of him. Yeah, so now we're down to 15 guys.
Which is way more manageable. I know most
I
of them.
know. I still get a little confused between, like, Dylan and Garrett and Devin, I think, is the guy with the nose ring. I'm not exactly sure.
Dustin.
Oh, okay, Dustin. Now, there's one guy I want to mention before we wrap this up, and he's like an underdog, but I feel like he's gonna have like a career come out of this or something, which is John Paul Jones. Now, I thought that he was gonna be super annoying. They haven't really shown him like say or do much, but he's always in the background like doing something interesting, like chugging champagne or eating
Yeah.
chicken nuggets or whatever. And I'm like,
Yeah.
he's a cool guy. Like, you feel like you could be friends with him, and I want to like, you know, like I'd like to talk to him or something. I don't know.
Yes.
I feel like he like something's gonna happen with him later in the season, maybe. He's not gonna make it very many more
Very
weeks,
far.
but I don't
He
know.
had some of the best reactions during the birthing thing. I think he went
Yeah.
last during that too, and
Yeah.
he was scared.
Yeah, he was scared. He was super scared. He does seem a little bit immature compared to some of the other guys. But he has this like endearing like puppy dog face. I just want to like
Yeah.
pinch his face or
Yeah.
something. I don't know. So he's like an underdog, but you know, maybe he'll get like a modeling contract or something out of being on this show. I don't know.
Yeah.
He looks like he should be on like a CW show.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
I agree. He's
Anyways.
got a good
Yeah,
look.
he's got that kind of look. Like he should be on the CW something show or like Gilmore Girls or something like
Yeah.
that. Playing the high schooler that's, you know, the 24-year-old that plays the 18-year-old high schooler.
Yes. Yeah, that's the perfect
Yeah.
description. I think about like Glee.
Yes. He could be on Glee.
Yeah.
All right, so I guess that pretty much wraps it up for this week, right?
Yeah,
Okay.
so the only last note that I had, and I don't even know if we should discuss it because it's in like the reels for like next week on
Okay.
The Bachelor. She seems to get really heated about several guys because she's in two different outfits when she's like upset and crying, and somebody must say something to her, and she kind of goes off about like, how dare you say that to
Yeah.
me? Like, how dare you bring that up? And she's really upset, and she's going after somebody, and she says, like, and I have had sex, and Jesus, guess what? Jesus still loves me. And I'm just like, hell yeah, girl. That's a really healthy attitude to have.
Yeah, get it.
Yeah, and then I'm dying to know what incites that.
Yeah, who says it? What do they say to her?
What are these? What?
And she says, how dare a man judge me?
Yeah.
Which is great.
Which is so good, considering she's from Alabama, and there's some political things going down in Alabama,
Right. I have a feeling that that is going to be one of those things that we are not going to see until, like, the last couple of weeks, just because they keep throwing it in there. And just like with Colton last season, they kept showing him jumping the fence, and that didn't happen until, like, the second to last episode. So I think it's going to be something like that. They're going to keep teasing it, and then we're not going to actually see it until, like, you know,
maybe
almost the end. Hopefully not, though. I want to see it next week. All right, so I guess that pretty much wraps it up for tonight. Today, whenever you're listening, night or day. Yeah, so thanks for listening. This is For the Right Reasons, and you can find us on my blog, mymanyadventure.com, and on iTunes, Android. Don't forget to subscribe and share with your friends. And it's not too late to download your printable bracket and fill it out. I have filled mine out, and I think I'm going to maybe in next week fill a second one out to make predictions for the last couple of nights and see if I'm right in my guessing.
I like that.
So maybe we'll work on that and see what we can do. All right. Thanks for listening, everyone.